Bring the Dayton, Ohio shooter into this now. Tie all this together. Why does this matter? Do you want to wake up one morning in your little fair city in America to the headlines or hear the air raid warning siren going off one night that tells you that something awful has happened in your town? Do you want to wake up one morning and discover that not only was there a murder in your town, but there was a mass murder that was committed by a bunch of people that were in a closed environment and they couldn't get out? Shooting fish in the barrel, as they call it, right? This is not a happy thought to wake up to on any morning, much less a Sunday. Now, if you read my piece in today's Pile of Prep, I just want to, again, try and drive the point home because it matters. It matters. Four final things matter. This is how we know what this is how I knew immediately, with a little intuition, a revelation, private revelation, from a certain woman, that what happened in Dayton, Ohio was demonic. Where did Connor Betts go after midnight now? This is important. He could have gone at 10 p.m. There'd have been more people there. The story even says it's a good thing he went late, early in the morning because there were fewer people there. So he could have gone Saturday evening. The hall might have been bigger. Why did he choose to go at 1 a.m. on a Sunday? Same reason Stephen Paddock chose Sunday afternoon at the Mandalay Casino in Las Vegas. The room that Connor Betts went into. No one's talked about the bar. Did you see the inside of the bar? Let me just say to you, I assure you, or I think we can safely conclude, although we make no judgments about the fate of anyone, I think we can safely conclude that 100% of the people that were gathered inside that bar were not going to go home at 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, get up at 6 a.m. or 8 a.m. and go to church. They weren't going to go hear Mass. So why did Connor Betts wait to 1 a.m.? Because he wanted to desecrate the Sabbath. First indication, preternatural activity, he wanted to desecrate the Sabbath. Alarm bell should have gone off immediately. What was the second indication? Well, he didn't go to a Walmart. He didn't go to a hair salon. He didn't go to a restaurant where people in nice clothes were just, you know, finishing up their Bananas Foster or wherever. Where did he go? He went to a place where it is very likely lots of mortal sinning was going on, where there was a lot of setup for mortal sinning. Why would you do that?
The people at clubs are typically living sinful lives.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're not 100% ready.
If you're at a club, let's just make a generalization. I'm not stereotyping anyone. If you're at a club like this and it's 1 o'clock in the morning, there's probably a very, very good chance your spiritual affairs, shall we say, are not in order. Okay, so we have a couple of things working here. 1 a.m. on a Sunday. Okay, you could have gone earlier. First indication, let's desecrate the Sabbath. Second, as many as I can kill, Connor Betts, Satanist, as many as I can kill, we're almost guaranteed Satan and the boys get those souls. God loses, Satan wins. God's desecrated, souls are lost. Now, through his mercy and grace, again, I make no proclamation. I'm just telling you prospectively how this could work.